800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight. Your calls are the primary element. And coming up, we get a chance, since Julia is with us tonight, from the Times of India, the top 10 tips to woo your lady love. And we'll see, since we actually have a lady on the show, what she thinks of these top 10 tips. So we'll get to that. First,
Times of India.
Yes.
This should be really amusing.
First, we go to Dave in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind tonight?
First, I want to say, Mark, cool shirt. I have the same one.
Vader in 08?
That's right, baby.
Darth Vader
on the dark side.
Yep. I think we got it. He won.
I was going to say we might be better off, but if Vader actually won.
But anyway, the real reason I'm calling is last night on my way home from work, I think I probably met the only good cop ever in the history of the U.S.
Really?
Well, geez, that's a hell of a statement. I'm sure there's plenty of them, but go ahead. Tell us how good this cop was.
Well, I ride a motorcycle, and I was coming home from work, and I live up in the northwest end of Vegas, so there really isn't much traffic any time of the day. So I usually cruise about 80 miles an hour. And so I'm coming home and on the freeway, and I see, I'm doing about 80, and I see a motorcycle cop coming like on an entrance ramp, and he's going to be entering the freeway. So I think, oh man, I better slow down. I don't want to get a ticket. So I slow down to, you know, to 65, and I'm just kind of hanging out there. I'm next to some cars, and I look in my rearview mirror and my side mirror, and I see him kind of come in, and he comes up behind me, and uh-oh. I look in my mirror, and he's right on me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the boo-boo lights me up, and so I pull over, and I'm thinking, oh, crap, because I just moved from out of state, so I have out-of-state plates. I'm thinking, oh, that's what he's going to get me for. So he comes up to me and he says, hey, I noticed you're riding smart, but I just wanted to let you know that those of us motorcycle cops, we don't care how fast you go. Don't hang around these cars because the people that drive here are idiots. Just go past them. I don't care if you have to go 90. I don't care if you have to go 120. I don't care. He's like,
wow.
I've never given a citation to anyone on a bike before. And most of the cops in Vegas don't on motorcycles.
And that's that was amazing.
It. Yeah, I was pretty stunned. So I just thought.
So
wow,
only wait, hold on. Most of the motorcycle cops won't give you a ticket if you're on a motorcycle, or if or most of the cops, period, won't give you a ticket.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Most of the cops on motorcycles usually will not give a ticket to another person riding a motorcycle.
Right.
Unless you do something, like, really stupid.
Unless you're being drastically unsafe or something like that. Gotcha.
Right. But for the most part, if they could, I mean, you could tell when someone's riding safe and when someone isn't riding safe. So,
I have to say, it's an unexpected courtesy, though. It's not always appreciated when the cops pull you over to tell you things.
Motorcyclists do have the sort of camaraderie, just like some vehicles seem to, have this. I know that when I had a 76 Eldorado convertible, I waved at anybody who had a vintage car, and they waved back.
Yeah.
And, you know, same with, I believe, Jeep owners have this thing, and I'm likely old VWs. I'm not sure. But they have that kind of thing going, and that's cool. And I've heard people say that essentially they'll let motorcycles do what they want because those guys are taking their lives in their own hands anyway, just being on them. But I don't know. It's scary. It would just because he said it doesn't make it true.
No, that's true. But it's certainly an unusual experience, and I think one worthy of a tale worthy of telling. So very interesting. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, real quick. I was listening to the podcast. I usually listen to the podcast. You guys were talking about the whole downfall of the car companies here in the U.S. And yes. Two interesting, and you guys were talking about, electric cars. There's two actually really interesting electric cars coming out of California.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is they're three-wheel instead of four-wheel.
So these are not the Tesla Motors cars.
It's not the Tesla. No, it's not the Tesla. It's not any of the major ones that people have been seeing. One's made by Terra. The other one's made by Zapp. called the
Alien. Yeah, we saw that Zap car. Didn't we look at that, Mark, and kind of determine it was questionable as far as whether it would actually come into existence?
I've heard the claims on the Zap car might be somewhat overblown. And
it'll have trouble going up a hill or something like that.
That kind of thing.
Well, that makes a bunch of little underpowered kind of get around town vehicles that do like 40.
Yeah.
This new one's called the Alias, and it's a spec to do 100. And they had video on their website, and I actually called them and talked to them. And the other company that makes one is called Aptera, and theirs is actually really cool because it has it's solar panels on the roof that powers all the interior gauges and stuff. The reason I like what they're doing is because, you know, I talked to them. I said, what's with the three wheels? And they said, well, we get around a lot of government regulation because it's technically considered a motorcycle instead of a car.
That much is true, but I would like to point out that, my town has hills, and I don't think that car would go up my driveway. The original one.
The original ones. The new ones are spec to do 100 miles an hour.
But what about the three
wheels? That's what they claim. They're supposed to come out later this year. And, of course, the Aptera will only be available in California but at first. But I'm waiting. I'll probably wait a year until I seriously consider buying one. But considering the Tesla is like $80,000, you know, these things are around $25,000 to $35,000. So it's a viable option.
More competition in the marketplace, and there are certainly plenty of people whose primary mode of driving is just putzing around the city. So for somebody like that, a car like that would probably be perfect.
Right. My family, we have two cars. One is the real car, and the other one is my car.
Yeah.
And, I just really just drive into town and back out.
Yeah, keep one. You can keep a gas car around if you ever need to go on a trip or something like that, to where the electric car would not necessarily be feasible because you basically do you have to have some sort of special charging station, or can you just plug these into any outlet?
You just plug it right into the wall. I think both of them have a fast charger that'll charge it really quick, or you can if you plug it in just regularly to do a full charge. I think it would probably take all night, probably 8 hours, but.
Right.
They have
how
a range
many miles
of
a, do you get out of full charge?
It depends on how you drive, but they say average about 100 miles per charge.
Not bad. That's enough.
That's not bad at all.
That's enough for people to go to and from work in most cases and get some errands done.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking of selling my motorcycle and getting one of these.
I'm thinking about the nights that I forget to charge my cell phone and what the next day is like.
Oh, boy.
And how much worse it would be if, hey, I can't come into work. My car's not charged.
Yeah, but, Mark, I mean, a car's a lot bigger than a cell phone.
Just
saying. It'd be a lot easier or a lot harder to forget to charge that.
You sure don't want to forget.
Yeah.
There are ways to solve that. That's a problem with you.
Well, think about it for a second. You got the groceries in, the kid's screaming, you've got the kid under one arm, two bags of groceries under the other. You think, I'll just take care of it when I get back in. The rain starts, the car doesn't get plugged in, wham, you're screwed the next day. Just point it out.
It's a possibility. But then
legitimate
if that
concern.
Ever happens. Yeah, if that ever happened, then you would never do that again. So
Hopefully.
Yeah, very good. So. Excellent. I appreciate you bringing that up tonight. And, David, thank you for the call. Good hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think it's great. I think the idea of an electric car is something that's time has come. The recharging is something they're going to have to deal with because, I mean, if you want to take something like this on a long-distance trip, it's just not going to be an option because, you know, if you're going to stop off at a hotel or something
like that. Every 100 miles you stop, can't.
Where are you going to plug in at the hotel?
Well, likely the hotel might even have a plug for you. But
they might, on the outside of the building somewhere.
You're traveling at least 300 miles in a day, probably more than that. You know, we got up here in 2 days. That was 700 miles a day,
right?
If not more. That's if it road
so
trip, 100
miles.
But you'd rent the car. You'd rent a real gasoline car for that. But what I have, a problem with,
it'll be nice when electric cars are there to where you can take them on a road trip.
$25,000 is pretty commensurate with a new car. However, I've never purchased a new car. Never in my life have I bought one. To me, a car should cost, $5,000.
Right.
So, when are they going to get down to my level? And what are the batteries going to be like once they do?
1-800-259-9231. I mean, that's the question. Do you want to be an early adopter, or do you want to wait till you actually get some really good models down the line, several generations down the line? More coming up. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, the features include the bulletin board system, over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate a business there, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com.
All right, so there's a bit of an update on the story we covered yesterday. Of course, the big news is the alleged bombers, the planned bombers out in New York, the New York area, where four men have been busted in a terror sting for essentially carrying out what they thought was a bomb plot. The FBI apparently provided them with what looked like bombs, but were actually fake, completely inert, not dangerous. And then they apparently managed to get these guys to go and plant these bombs. Now, yesterday we were speculating as to, well, would these guys have gone and done these things had the FBI not set them up kind of in the way that would make it easy for them to do? That's a good question. Another question, of course, is would they have done these things had the U.S. military not been bombing Afghanistan and other Middle Eastern countries, because one of the leader of the men that were busted essentially had expressed in the past anger at the U.S. military for doing what they've done in Afghanistan. And so it's kind of the blowback thing that Ron Paul talked about during the 2008 campaign, and we've been talking about for years on this show. That's certainly a factor as well.
Sure. I mean, it's obvious that people's actions result in other people doing other things. You know, each action has a equal and opposite reaction.
Yes.
We wouldn't be in Afghanistan or Iraq if it hadn't been for the 9/11 bombings. So
I've never been there, but when you say we, you mean the U.S. government.
That's what I mean. And no one would dispute that. However, I'm sure that the warmongers would dispute all of these things that you've brought up. Go ahead.
Well, here's one of the other things you can't dispute. This news just coming out from the New York Post, that one of the other bombers, Onta Williams, a 32-year-old, the nephew of Richard Williams, Richard said that his nephew fell under the sway of dangerously radical Islamofascists while serving time in prison on drug charges, and that he became brainwashed after his mother died and ex-wife fought him for custody of their child. So basically pointing out, as he says earlier in the article, he wasn't born a Muslim, he's an institutional Muslim, meaning he found his sect of Muslimness while he was in jail for drug charges. So, again, we need to go back to the root of the problem here. Why did these men decide to do the things that they had decided to do? Why did they decide to get violent?
The short answer is government.
The short answer is the government's intrusion in our lives. Whether it's our lives from a drug war perspective, as we've talked about so many times on this show, how the insane war on drugs just ruins people's lives, and eventually it's going to push people like these guys over the edge. You get put in a jail cell for having a plant or having some chemical on your person, and you sit in there for 5, 10, 15 years, you meet a lot of interesting characters that you otherwise never would have met. You could even meet some very dangerous people that could talk you into doing more dangerous things when you get out. And that's kind of something that people, I think, inherently know about jails, but yet they still believe that there's some sort of rehabilitation that goes on there.
I don't know if... I feel like most people that I talk to, it's more of a sort of comes from a revenge. Well, they're getting the punishment they deserve, as more of that than rehabilitation. I think most people know that jails do not rehabilitate people whatsoever.
Well, I think that's sad then. If that's true, and I think you might be right about it, I think it's sad that, you know, these people just want to lock these guys in a cage and see, you've been bad boys. And
it's
and,
like
and
time out.
Yeah, time out from your life, significant time out.
I have no problem with criminals being punished for criminal behavior, and the reason...
Except
for
talking about drugs here, right?
Well, that's what... You're talking about drugs, but
yeah.
What you were saying is you think it's sad, and you know, she was talking about whether or not prison rehabilitates people. I have no problem with criminals being locked in a cage. What I have a problem with is stupid behavior, and one of the stupid behaviors is locking bad people in a bad place and treating them badly and expecting them to get out and be good. That's silly.
Absolutely. So wouldn't you say that a better focus on rehabilitation would be more important than just locking someone in a cage? Like, you're just saying you understand the mentality of locking someone up, right?
I do understand it, yeah.
Because ideally, you'd want those folks to be walking out of there with a new lease on life and feeling good about their future, which how often does that happen?
And I guess you feel good because you're getting out.
I mean,
but
I managed to walk out without going back. But
you did.
The fact is, when it comes to youthful offenders, the recidivism rate is significantly lower. That's where I spent most of my time. I certainly did spend some time with some adults. They say, I've heard numbers, I just don't believe them, 85% recidivism rates. I'm sure that if that's true, that's true among, you know, adults who've already been in the system or something like that.
1-800-259-9231. That is the number here if you'd like to comment on this or anything at all. In fact, the uncle of Mr. Williams, Richard Williams, the uncle, has himself served 10 years on a drug charge, so very familiar with prison converts to Islam. And so there you have it. I mean, it's all over the place. The government has created these men. The government essentially, their actions created the anger inside these men that led them to the radical steps they're willing to take.
You're taking a disempowering stance. Those men created themselves. However, people are closer to the edge. Some people are closer to the edge than others. Everyone would agree that. Everyone would agree that I've been closer, you know, people, that they themselves have been closer to the edge sometimes than other times. And they certainly
the edge of anger, the edge of violence.
The edge of doing something crazy and getting themselves in big trouble. And they've been closer to that edge than they have at other times. And those same people would realize that, well, some people are closer to that same edge than others. And, you know, those people are going to react in different manners.
You know, you're right. I shouldn't have been using the disempowering phraseology for somebody like yourself or me going into a jail cell at this point in our lives. Coming from a more positive perspective, it would be a different scene for us. It would be a different scenario for us than it would for somebody who was, say, 18 years old, angry at the world, gets busted for marijuana or cocaine possession or something like that, and then proceeds to get angrier and angrier. Well, you're right that it's their choice. At that time in most people's lives, people don't feel like they have a choice, and they are much more subject, I think, to their emotional whims, to their testosterone urges or whatever.
I agree.
And so you're right. While the government didn't create it, they did.
They were a factor.
Right. They didn't create their mindset. So they didn't create how they responded to what the government did, but they were the number one factor in why the terror strikes, why this alleged terror plot even came about from so many different angles now.
Well, I don't know about number one factor, but they are a factor.
Number one factor in that they bombed Afghanistan. That's what one of the leaders of the group was pissed off about, one of the things he was ticked about. And the other thing that at least one, maybe more than one, spent time in jail. That's where they found the so-called radical version of their religion and moved on from there to become ever more dangerous as a result of that. So if there were no war on drugs and there were no war as far as going around the world, blowing people up, killing things, it's likely these men probably never would have met, and the events that transpired never would have transpired. 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and this is Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory Country Direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory Direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click download. They're yours at freetalklive.com. Right there on the front page of the website, we go back for an entire year of Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com and Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. We continue with your phone calls. And we'll talk to Chris, listening in Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, just super. Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening for a couple months to you guys now, and I want to talk about the voluntarist viewpoint a little bit. I tend to side with Mark a little bit more than you, Ian, when I'm listening to y'all talk about this stuff. And I guess, ideally, this sounds like a really great idea, but it sounds like it would really work a lot better for, you know, a lot of people that, I guess, hold the higher morals or higher standards in their own life. And
what do you mean when you say that?
Well, when it comes down to it, like when you have people that are committing a crime in a voluntary society, if you have that, you know, I guess what I haven't really heard you talk about a whole lot is how would you deal with those people, and, you know, who would pay to incarcerate them if you have a private security force or something like that?
It's a good question. Of course, we're talking about real crimes here, right? So we're talking about crimes against other people or other people's property. We're not talking about drug crimes or anything like that, because there'd be no reason for those.
Yeah, you rob my house, or, you know, you you know, commit a crime where somebody is actually injured?
Yeah, it's an excellent question, and one of the ones that I had to really wrestle with for a long time before I came around to understanding what it really means to support the voluntary society, to support human beings interacting together on a voluntary basis instead of what we have today, which is this government, this authoritarian system, this one-size-fits-all monopolistic violent monopoly. And
Actually, before you go any further, I definitely don't think that what we have now is effective. I mean, I'm not at all advocating for big government here in any way.
Well, let's talk about it. I mean, let's talk about the different kinds of violent crimes and different kinds of violent criminals that you'll have out there. But now, this is just my vision, and it's pretty much what I've cobbled together from reading Dr. Mary Ruart and Healing Our World, as well as The Market for Liberty, which is available free. Actually, both books are free. You can get Ruart's book at ruart.com, ruart.com. You can read her 90s edition there free, or order the 2001 edition, which is excellent.
I've got it.
Yep. And then, of course, The Market for Liberty, which is free at book.freetalklive.com in both PDF and audiobook form. But when I read through The Market for Liberty the first time, it was tough. I had to read it through, I think, a second time before it really started to click with me how all this worked. But here's just one idea. As far as the violent criminals we're talking about here, there are criminals that are violent because they get caught up in the heat of passion and they do something they regret. There are a lot of people that are in that situation. And if that's the case, and they actually do regret what it was that they did, and they're, you know, there's somebody who is known in the community, for instance, and they've got a job and they've got a track record, and, you know, they've got a good otherwise they've got a good reputation besides this one tarnishing mark that they, I don't know, they had too much to drink, or you know how people can get. They get emotional, I think, sometimes. If they regret it and they're willing to make good and they're willing to pay restitution, then they wouldn't have to be sitting in a jail cell. There'd be no reason for that, because as long as the victim was being made whole, plus some, then that would be what would solve that issue.
Who's the victim if I kill my wife? And that's usually what a crime of passion is about.
Well, that's a good question. I think the victims, there'd be multiple victims in that case. There would be the victims of anybody that might have been counting on her for business sorts of things. There would be family members who would have lost a loved one, maybe even close friends. Mm-hmm. Anybody.
Well, my wife's a stay-at-home, and you know, it's quite possible that her parents are no longer with us, right?
Yeah, anybody that could claim a loss, essentially, based on
losing.
Doesn't
sound like, but they may very well get a loss, but in that circumstance, if she's a stay-at-home mom, she's my wife, mm-hmm. and she doesn't have any family of, you know, that she really interacts with. I mean, if you're talking about an aunt who hasn't talked to her and you know, maybe talks to her on the phone once a, mm-hmm. a month or once every 6 months, sounds more likely. You know, what kind of claim can she have? Millions of dollars, which is, to me, what a person's life is worth, at least hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. Well, now you've already jumped from somebody who makes a mistake and makes, you know, does a violent act or something like that, and now you've jumped all the way over to murder, Mark. So
well,
we start at one end.
Murder's the big one.
Well, yeah, I mean, guys, let's start with something easy, like Bernie Madoff. Yeah, right there. He doesn't have $50 billion to repay everybody, you know? I mean, that's definitely, you know, he can't provide restitution to anybody, and he ripped off, you know, millions of dollars from people.
I'll jump in on Bernie Madoff. you do have a certain responsibility in this world to vet the people to whom you give money. In the same way that if I give you my, you coming into my yard and stealing my car is different than me giving you my car to borrow for the day and you returning it or not returning it at all or wrecking it or something like that. Would you agree that me giving you the car and something bad happening to it is and you stealing it at that point is different than you coming into my yard and stealing it?
That was a question for you, Chris.
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, I was just trying to think of a situation. I mean, okay, a thief. Just a thief, I guess. Now, I mean, if you invest your money with a certain amount of risk, obviously somebody's, you know, the people themselves investing their money hold a certain amount of responsibility for that. I mean, if you do something without thoroughly researching it, you know, clearly you're going to hold a little bit of responsibility for losing your money. But I'm more looking along the lines of, you know, somebody who, you know, with him, it, from what the news has said, you know, there was intent from the start. It was a scheme. It was a way to steal and extract people's money from them. So, I mean, you know, switch over to a home burglar, you know, some guy that, you know, he doesn't have a way to repay, you know, say he steals $10,000 worth of gold, goes, pawns it, buys a bunch of crack, and smokes it all up the next day.
Well, if he doesn't have
there's no way to pay restitution for him.
Well, there is, actually.
There is, absolutely. $10,000 is, and you're talking about the vast majority of crimes, and I'm, in a free market, is as far as I'm concerned, I'm still with Ian on this, whether it's a, I don't necessarily believe in a free market court system, but I do believe that people should be doing restitution rather than time in most circumstances, and absolutely, a man can generate $10,000, you know,
quickly.
The average guy can do that in, what, 5 months, you know, 4 months, three
if
months?
If he's not putting it up his nose or, you know, smoking it up or whatever, it's pretty easy to save that kind of money. Plus, let's talk about just the different levels here. I mean, if he's repentant toward what he did, if he wants to make good, if he is interested in paying the restitution, then there's no reason to put him in a cage. If, on the other hand, the person is dangerous and doesn't give a flip about, you know, who he hurts or whatever, you know, that kind of an attitude, then obviously letting that guy walk away and hoping that he's going to just come back and start making payments is not going to be very successful. So for people like that,
that's what I'm talking about.
Right, for people like that, you'd have to have some sort of work facility where they would have the option essentially to work, and essentially a portion of the paycheck would go to the facility to keep the facility running. A portion of the paycheck would go to the prisoner so he can have a little nest egg when he gets out, and another portion will go to the victim so they can be restituted. Now that means there's a lot more overhead. So the offender has an incentive to be good. They want to make sure their reputation stays good, and so they've got an incentive to stay on the outside because then they'll just have more money. Otherwise, the prison structure takes a chunk, and so they lose a big chunk if they have to be incarcerated. But if they are somebody who's not repentant at all, then you know, that's the only option for those folks. And as far as paying for that, like I said, a portion of their work can go to pay for it. In addition, there may be also charitable efforts or some other sort of way to monetize that situation that we don't really know. I mean, for instance, the protection agencies that are getting protection money from people on a monthly basis could put some of that money toward the fund of housing the really dangerous people. And that could be the answer for your wife's situation, Mark. If somehow your wife, that has no friends and no family members, and so nobody knows her, I'm not sure how they would find out she was dead in the first place, but if somehow someone found out...
But a friend doesn't have the same claim, Ian. That's
I understand that, Mark. Anyway, so basically what I'm saying is if you've got somebody that's committed a murder and there's nobody to pay restitution to and they're dangerous, then that would be a way to get them off the streets, is to essentially put them up in whatever that is.
Getting them off the streets.
Well, the flip side of that, though, is if you have somebody who's really wealthy, I mean, can't they just decide that, you know, I've never killed anybody before, hey, it's going to cost me $2.5 million?
Yep, we'll bring you back. Good question. More on the way with Chris. Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking nail enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right. We are going to continue here with Chris, who is on the line from Texas. Chris, with a lot of good questions about private justice. How would certain criminals be handled in a market-based justice system as opposed to the one-size-fits-all government monopoly system that we have today? And as you had agreed earlier, this government system is certainly not very desirable from several perspectives. I mean, we talked earlier about how they're not doing very much of anything to actually provide restitution to the victims. The government system actually puts criminals in with other criminals, and so they spread their criminal mindset to one another. There are all kinds of real problems with the existing system that we have, but of course there's still a lot of questions that need to be answered about how it would be that the marketplace could do it better. And Chris, are you still there with us?
Yeah, man, I'm still here. And, okay, you know, I'm just going to make a comment on the way we have things now. There is something that you can count on getting from the police 100% of the time when a violent crime has happened. You get a case number.
Yeah,
you can always count on that.
You get a case number. So you'd asked the question before we went away, well, since we're talking about providing restitution to the victim, what about a wealthy murderer? What about, you know, Bill Gates, who decides to go off the deep end and kill his wife, Melinda?
Let's use, instead of, just to keep it racially, you know, unbiased, let's use a black football player.
Oh, O.J. Simpson. Okay. Gotcha.
Good point.
So
I'm full of those, Chris.
So, the question was, okay, God, this guy has a lot of money, so he just figures he can go and kill somebody and then just pay off whatever the tab might happen to be. And I think it's another legitimate question. I would say that in that particular case, you're not factoring in the reputation hit that individual would end up taking, and it would be pretty significant. I mean, that premeditated murder is not somebody who's guilty of premeditated murder is not somebody I really want to be doing business with. I don't know about the rest of you guys.
It depends on how much money I expect to make from the deal.
Julia, would you do business with somebody who premeditated killed their loved one?
No.
Right. So so if Bill Gates or OJ or whoever ends up wanting to kill somebody and throw away all of their business career, everything that they've worked for, then, you know, they probably wouldn't have to do a whole lot of time, but everybody's going to be on their best guard around that person in the future because they're a murderer. And who wants to talk to somebody like that? Who wants to associate with him or her? They might, you know, he might kill you next.
Well, you know, in the O.J. Simpson case, and ostracism would work very similarly to like it did in the O.J. Simpson case. You would have you'd have the situation where the guy, his life changed. You might say he got away with murder, and of course he, you know, this next thing, criminal thing, came along 10 years later. But
still hanging over his head.
Yeah, you might say he got away with it, but his life changed. And
I will agree that his reputation probably convicted him the second time around. I mean, there's nobody in this country that didn't hear the first one.
Or the
regardless of the evidence, you know, I don't think how much money he had, you know, saved him at all the second time around, because people are. You know, they already felt resentful about what he got off on the first time,
or just his attitude towards crime and criminality got him convicted the second time. The fact that he thought that he could walk into some place and wag a gun around and just get away with it, maybe that's what got him. Who knows?
Yeah. So I don't know if we've addressed everything, but did you have any more thoughts, Chris?
Well, I do actually, and I'll agree with you right there on, you know, one thing that, you know, I guess to answer my own question is in the future. If something like this were to happen, we would have a very well-armed society. So, I mean, if he knows somebody to be a murderer, he's really sticking his neck out there to keep doing that. So,
if it happened a second, yeah, exactly. You might be able to get away with it once if you have, $1 billion to pay off all the victims. But, you know, you're not getting away with it from a perspective of having any sort of reputation to continue your life with. And so it's not really getting away with it at all.
And if you look at the world today, even now, the majority of the planet is still doing something like free market justice. You can't count on the government in most places to do anything about anything. And even here in the United States, even in the past, there were definitely times when, you know, what was the sheriff in a Western town going to do for a murder investigation? I mean, really, was that justice? Not much. They weren't taking fingerprints.
Yeah.
Just 100 years ago, they weren't taking fingerprints. They were taking stories. They were looking at some physical evidence, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not too difficult to imagine that we probably would get something like in a free, you know, in if you had free market investigation. I don't know about free market courts. That bothers me. But it's not too difficult to imagine that you might get something like at least as the efficiency level we have today.
Well, a big difference you had, you know, back in old Western towns and things like that is, you know, the sheriff knew everybody. He had a personal interest in catching the criminals in his town. I mean, these are his friends that are getting robbed or shot or whatever. You know, they may not have had the technology, but he himself had a personal interest in it, which is, I think, actually, strangely enough, I called to, you know, kind of argue against the voluntarism, but it's the thing that would, you know, actually influence people the most is you put a personal, actual interest in it. You know, if I do a good job, I'm going to keep my job. And if I don't, I'm going to lose it.
Well, so. I think that something important that you just pointed out is that the system we have right now with the government police officers, they don't have any real incentive to fight crime or prevent it.
No, they have the incentive of they live in the community and they want to keep it.
And they want, you know, they got their, likely got their jobs to be heroes.
But they don't have the incentive from a fiscal standpoint or from a customer service
right.
standpoint.
Right, I'm not talking about them personally. I'm talking about the very organization
incentive.
Just does
right.
not have the same incentive. I mean, I'm sure that cops here feel like they're a part of the community and they, like you were mentioning, the sheriff, they like knowing people and they like the idea of keeping the town safe. But what their organization really encourages them to do is to give speeding tickets and arrest marijuana smokers and not really go after real criminals at all.
Not helping.
Our police chief here in Austin decided recently, and I don't know if he's actually able to because the city had kind of an uproar, but he decided that all of the police officers, if they suspect you of a DWI now, that they will bring you to the police station and forcefully withdraw your blood to do a blood test.
That's scary.
Yeah,
isn't that something?
I've seen the stories on these things. Yeah,
That is crazy. And now I think that brings us to another good question: how would DUI situations happen in a private marketplace? How would the private road owners enforce driving safety factors? I mean, would you essentially have to sign on? Would your insurance company? Would you have to essentially agree to certain testing when you get your insurance for your car? Like, well, we'll cut you a deal on this insurance, but you're going to have to, or we'll sell you the insurance. Period. But you're going to have to agree that if you get pulled over on one of these roads, you'll have to either give a breathalyzer or a blood test, which I don't think the marketplace would accept a blood test. I think they would just basically say, yeah, okay, I'll submit to a breathalyzer, essentially consenting to that in advance. That's a possibility as well. So all of these things are impossible to really answer the way things would work out, as I'm sure you understand, Chris, because we're just sitting here speculating. I mean, all of us on the show and on the phone, we're all just regular folks. It's not our policing and protection is not our forte. It's not our trade. And so we don't really have the profit incentive to innovate or come up with really great ideas. Like I said, I'm just spouting off what I've heard.
It's easy to imagine in a free marketplace that people would be able to do anything that they wanted to without too many restrictions, but the question is, what insurance company would insure somebody in a vehicle that didn't have brakes? Not too many.
Yeah.
However, I mean, you know, maybe an insurance company would decide, look, we're not insuring any vehicles that don't have one of those little breathalyzer blow things and then to get them to go. I know they have.
That'd be pretty crazy.
What? I don't know.
It's possible.
They certainly would offer a discount for something like that, right?
That's a possibility, sure, yeah.
So one of those companies is going to say, you know what, we're just not doing any more of these. If there's a problem with drunk driving, we're just not doing any more of these drunk drivers. You have to have one of these gizmos on your car to get our insurance, and our insurance is the best, and it's the cheapest.
All very well possible.
And so you might very well have something like that, which is significantly better than what we have today, where cops give people DUIs for sitting in their cars with their keys on the floorboard, sleeping it off.
Thanks, Chris, for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I think it's important to remember or to realize and think about that most people, when it comes to safety and things like that, they want the same thing. Most people don't hurt other people because they themselves don't want to get hurt. There are obviously some crazies out there, but those people aren't being prevented from killing people right now. I think a lot of people, when they think no government, they automatically sort of assume that, well, then a bunch of people who weren't previously killing people are just going to start killing people, and I just don't believe that's the case at all.
The reason why people aren't killing people right now, for the most part, on a day-to-day basis, is because of that rational self-interest. They want to suck air tomorrow. They want to eat, and they want to continue on in their lives. That's why they don't go and do stupid stuff, for the most part. Not because there's some cop somewhere in town that might possibly respond to the scene quick enough to stop them. Because most people, if they want to go out and do violence, there's not going to be a cop around to stop them. More coming up. You bring up anything, Free Talk Live.
AlecKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning. Tutor other community members. And to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecKeys at AlecKeys.com. Again, that's AlecKeys.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.